What else do I have today? Let's see here. Oh, this is a great one. There's two. I want to do this one. By the by, I reviewed the hate mail that I got during the break. It's not hate mail. The gentleman raised a concern. Mitter Church, please. You've crossed the boundary now. You and that Hilaire Belloc clown. Just because we're Protestant doesn't mean we're heretics. You're right. That's a fun. And the other, but there's 2 points that I took notice of. One, just because I am a Protestant doesn't make me a heretic. The second point was, no more of a heretic than most of you Catholics are. Ooh. Ooh. Take the red hot poker, stick it in. Turn it. Yep, got my small intestine on. Oh, no, not the duodenum, no! Now, there is a small point of contention there that I can sharpen a pencil up and address. Just for argument's sake, because if you're out there going, oh, I'm going to write him, that's it, I've had it. Enough of this Protestant bashing. Let's deal with the term heretic. What's a heretic? What's a heretic? I don't even think most people know what a heretic is. What is a heretic? What is heretical thinking? Heresy basically is this. It's basic now. You know what a dogma of the faith is. You know what's amazing about this? If you're a Protestant, you're saying, I'm not a heretic. Where did the term heretic come from? And who was it used against? We could start the discussion with that. Where did the term heretic come from, and who is it used against? Well, if you want to go all the way back, you get Saint Alphonsus Liguori. I believe wrote the definitive work on heresies and cataloged all of them. I can't remember how many official big ones there were, but they go all the way back to Manichaeism. Might even be one before Manichaeism. What's Manichaeism? Well, most people are guilty of the Manichaeism heresy today. They don't even know it. What's a Manichaeism heresy? The Manichaeism heresy basically says that there's a good God and there's a bad God. When you do something good, that's the result of the good God, Bill O'Reilly. When you do something bad, well, that's the result of the bad God. And so really, then, there is no room for sin. Even though, time after time after time after time, in the Gospels, our Lord mentions sin. It's not even an issue or worth arguing about. So, the Manichaeist, and now, here's a point. Before his conversion, Saint Augustine was a Manichaeist. He was part of the Manichaean heresy. As a matter of fact, the Manichaeans thought, you know what they did? They said, we got this guy Augustine. They were like an idiocracy. We got this guy, not sure. Well, they were saying, we got this guy Augustine. And Augustine, overcome with intercession by prayers of his mother, Saint Monica, and then the intercession of the Holy Ghost going like, no, dude, you're not, don't be a Manichaean, you need to convert. And then the theology of Saint Ambrose, of course, I don't need to tell you what happens to Augustine, what happens to Saint Augustine. He's not a heretic. And when the Manichees lose Augustine, then from Manichaeism, then you get the Donatists. And I can't remember what the Donatist heresy was, but in a great debate, they had a debate with Augustine, and Augustine was arguing on the side. Now, this is interesting. What faith did Augustine defend against the Donatist so that Luther could revolt from it? I love this logic. What faith did Augustine, St. Augustine, defend against the Donatist that Luther could revolt from it? Did Luther say that the Donatist heresy was still a heresy when he was Father Luther and he was ordained as a Catholic priest? He did. So, what was Augustine defending? Was he defending? Some of you Sharpies out there are going to get it. Against the Gnostic heresy, what was being defended? Mitter Church, please. They didn't call it anything. Yes, they did. You don't even want to go there. So, first thing you're going to know is, what is a heretic? A heretic says that a dogma, he thinks he's smarter than the settled dogma or doctrine, and he makes his own dogma up. That's what a heretic does. There's some famous heretics, by the way, that recanted, like, what was his name? Savonarola. One of the most famous. Before he could die, Savonarola, before they burned him as a heretic, which he freely accepted and admitted that he accepted it, recanted, took his heresy back, told him to go ahead and execute me anyways. So what's a heretic? Heretic, knowing the dogma, being smarter than the dogma and the Holy Ghost that made it dogma, and saying it's not dogma. That's like man's opinion. That's like, you know, man, like your opinion, man. That's what a heresy is.